Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, live every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific time. Want to welcome everybody to the show. I'm glad to be back this week.
Yes, so am I.
Thanks for holding out for me last week. I appreciate it. Of course, my wife was in surgery a lot longer than I expected, so she broke her ankle in like four places hiking. Week and a half-ish ago.
I hope she's feeling better.
You know, she's feeling as good as you can be in that predicament. So let's just say I've had a long week.
But guess what? It's going to be longer the next 6 months.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it's going to stop anytime soon.
I can tell you that, buddy.
But yeah, I missed the Night of Fire, of course. Her surgery was on that night, and supposed to be like an hour and a half, 2 hour procedure, but it ended up being just under 5 hours surgery.
Holy
on her ankle. I know.
5 hours.
Unbelievable.
Don't the doctors know you got a race to get to?
That's what I was. Okay, I was texting. I was like, "Hey, knocking on the
window,
OR window,
steering wheel,
shaking your arms
exactly.
Up and down." Yep. So
they thought it was a little kid out there trying to get their attention.
But none of that worked, so, what the heck? What are you supposed to do, you know?
Because if they would have told you that it was going to be 5 hours, okay, you could have kissed her when she rolled in.
She would have
jumped in the car, got the modified.
She would have never known
went out
I was going,
track,
exactly.
Went out to the track, ran the race, and then get back to the hospital.
Came back, she would have been like, "Why do you have your race suit on still?" I was feeling cold. Like she would have believed that one. Anyway, so.
Why are your earbuds still in?
Yeah. Hey. So, anyways. Yeah.
You're back.
You know, I'm back. So.
She's better.
She's repaired, but not healed, so.
In time,
exactly. So.
In time. Got to take care of Mama.
Exactly. Of course, hosting tonight, the infamous one, the only Mr. J.J. Nunn. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic.
Walking around, that's
good,
man.
Absolutely fantastic. After hearing the story your wife went through, I'm doing great.
Walking, yeah.
That's for sure, yeah.
You know, we take some of that stuff for granted, but hey,
yeah.
You know.
I survived this past weekend.
I was going to say, you survived the weekend. The car looks like it's got all four wheels on it and all four corners.
Yeah, it was drove it on the trailer, and that's a success.
It's good. That is a success.
Had unfortunate other problems.
I hear some guy over here.
We went 50-50 this weekend. We had two successes and two failures.
Hey, you know, some nights 50-50 might be a good thing. You never know. Of course, the sighing was coming from the man, always on some kind of mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
How are you?
I know
how you're.
Heard you had some problems.
Couple
problems.
Couple. Not bad for a
Ford. You know, hey.
06 car. Wait.
Went.
06 motor and trans. Wait.
It's getting tired, huh?
I thought that was Justin I heard.
Yeah,
Justin, I'm not sure.
Welcome to the show.
Here.
Justin is here.
He is here.
Yeah,
is here.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
Might need a translator.
Yes.
Ha, 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 ha.
He's the best. He's the best out of all you guys. What are you guys
expecting
on
last week? Last week,
I
lost like 4 weeks. Don't. Listen to last week's show.
Uh-oh. I'm going to have to listen to
JJ
it. I missed it.
JJ took it right to the crapper.
I missed it. I'm sorry.
That's all there is to it. Don't even go there. No.
Of course,
no.
That's the voice, the expects a voice. There's Mr. Justin Griffith, the 42 bomber.
Yeah. He had a good run. He finished eighth.
Keep going, Wyatt.
Hey. He had a good run.
He finished eighth.
So.
That's good.
Yes,
good,
he did.
Good field. Full field.
22.
Bombers. 22 cars.
Yeah. 22 cars. Good turnout. Very good turnout.
How were the stands this year? Good? Full?
I'd say
as
about
usual, or
3,500, 3,500.
Yeah,
that's a good estimate. The stands hold 5,000, but I think we had a good turnout.
And you know, it's the first time I missed it in a long time. You know, one way or the other. So,
had a lot going on with skid plate races and waterless boat race.
So they fit all that in. Okay.
Bear Rezawicki was out there with his drifting car.
Oh, I didn't know I had
he
had
on a. Yeah, he put on a.
See what you learn on the radio show? You gotta listen to it.
I try to listen once in a while.
He put on a drifting exhibition.
Yes,
so
he did.
That was pretty cool.
Yes. So can we're he drift? Can he drift or what?
Oh yeah.
What kind of car? Ford Mustang, maybe?
No.
A lot of them guys use Ford
Mustang. A Mitsubishi
Mustang.
Something, I believe, is what it was.
What's your language?
excuse you.
Yes. Our buddy Jesse Day had that car in his shop for a while.
Oh, no way.
And that was his drift car, yes.
At Day Auto Works.
Yes, at Day Auto Works.
Wow, I didn't realize Mr. Bear Rezawicki did some drifting, too.
Yes, he does.
Put on a hell of a show for the fans, and I tell you that. Man, he'd get close to that wall.
Crazy.
So did some of those skid plate cars.
Yeah. How was the skid plate turn out? Decent, or for the first
time?
You know what?
I personally want to congratulate Tim Richter on a job he did with those skid plate cars. There was, what, 10?
10.
Really?
Yeah,
10 of them.
Yes. No way. Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Cool.
Go ahead.
Want to thank the guys who came in from Irwindale.
There was a few guys, I guess, from Irwindale.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
And he's going forward with that, which is good. But
so he wants to make skid plate racing a regular deal of some kind, maybe on certain nights.
Yeah, on certain nights, yes.
Yeah.
But they put on a good show.
How many local guys?
Our local guys didn't.
We're not used to going in such small circles. We like to make it 3/8 of a mile circle.
Well, going through the top 10, the guys from California, Robert Rice won. Robert Salcido took second. Tony Cummings was third. Steve Belling fourth, and Patrick Miller was fifth. Cars that did not finish was Cameron Chin in sixth. Seventh, our local Chris Bosley out there. Robert Smotherman finished 9 laps down. He brought his mini stock.
No way!
He brought his mini stock.
That's cool.
That he then raced Saturday night down in front.
Wow.
Yep, he towed it up here and slammed some skid plates on it, and then
does that fit the skid plate rules?
Rules? Front wheel drive.
Really?
And
we do that every...
You know, with Robert, I saw him with a flat tire early in the race. So
he only has two. So
left front was flat. So he went off and got it changed and came back on.
Wow.
They ran 15 laps. He was 9 laps down. Then Matt Cunningham, good old Matt Cunningham, finished 9th. He ended up down in the infield facing the wrong way. He had something wrong with his front wheel drive. And Cheryl Hyland rounded out the top 10. Put on a good show. Those guys, you could tell they've got some seat time in those skid plate cars, and they were slow and steady and fast.
So they're slow, steady, and fast.
Yep.
All in the same sentence.
Yeah, they come out of the turn and they wind up, and then about 5 car lengths before the turn, you hear them get out of it.
Wow.
Big time. And they just coast slowly through 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And then once they get it straight and they got that edge where it's just kicked out a little, they nail it and they fly down the straightaways.
Now, did they do this later in the evening or
earlier?
It was second to the last.
Because the kicking out sparks and things like that.
Sparks were flying. Guys were doing 360. I think Matt Cunningham is still out there doing 360.
Yes, he is.
It was a good show.
And like
Gary said, you know, kudos to Tim Richter
for
getting those
last
cars
minute.
In.
I know he kind of threw that together, you know, kind of late. So, yeah, cool. I was curious about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn the Toyota into one. Yeah. Oh, no. That won't work too well.
I was thinking the Dodge.
Yeah. Hey, you got one out here.
Yeah.
No, I
was shocked to see how many cars made the trip from California.
That's cool. That's really cool of them guys to come up. And, you know, that's a long haul from Irwindale, of course, especially on a holiday weekend like that. So
they need to give a second prize out for who does the most 360s. because I think while Chris Bosley was getting lapped, I think he did about 30 360s while he was out there. Every turn. Turn one, went around.
That's funny.
He'd just get it going again. Turn two, he went around.
I'm willing to bet Matt Cunningham did more.
No. Chris Bosley was in that silver car that was sponsored by Nevada Pick Apart and Pick Arts Radiator. And he did a lot of spinning.
Matt was up there.
I mean, it goes to show you that it probably looks and sounds easier than it really is. You know, you get anybody in one of them skid plate cars, it's probably a lot to handle.
It's finesse. It's, you know, on and off the gas, and I can see getting good at it with a lot of seat time.
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't jump in one of these and start sliding it around, that's for sure.
Amazing.
I mean, they spun to the left, they spun to the right, and then back again to the left, and, you know.
That's crazy.
You're just dragging ass with those cars, and they're going around and around and around. Too fast going in, you're going around. Too slow coming out with the bank, you're going around. Okay? It's just seat time and finesse. You know, the guys from California, they've done it a few times.
Of course, a few years. You know, if you're just tuning in, if JJ's talking about the very first time skid plate racing at the Bullring here at LVMS, first time ever for skid plate racing here. And, of course, them guys in Irwindale, they've been going on it for a couple years now. Not just in Irwindale, but they also race down at the Speedway at Willow Springs.
Right.
A little quarter mile down there. And the Orange Show Speedway now also. I know they've had
off out there, you know. So. A lot of these guys, they have mini stock divisions out there, and these guys are, you know, taking the rear wheels off and slamming these skid plates on, and they're racing two races a night.
Well, I know out here, with the mini stocks anyways, they've kind of faded away except for a few places, like on dirt, you know. Pahrump Valley Speedways have had mini stocks for a long time, but
Pahrump, Mojave, Tonopah.
I mean, Vegas, they petered out years ago, of course, Irwindale, places like that. Same thing. There just hasn't been a good mini stock car count, but now skid plate racing might hopefully bring back some more mini stock type cars. So we'll see.
You never know.
Of course, Tim Richter used to race a mini stock. I don't know if anybody remembers that. He used to have a really nice Toyota. Number 18 Toyota pickup truck, and that guy was fast back then, way back in the day.
I don't remember that. You listen to the radio show, you learn stuff.
I don't remember that.
I only remember Tim and his 18 modified.
Yeah, that was
a few years ago.
I do remember seeing a picture of Richter on his roof in that same truck.
That thing was fast. He used to race down at Havasu way back in the day, and I used to think, man, what do these guys do for a living? They can travel down to Havasu or these different tracks to race. And he used to come up here, kick our butts up here when he'd come up, and then go back to Havasu and go do some winning down there. So, really cool. Anyways,
Last time I was in Havasu, he was actually in a super stock.
Yeah,
and one down there.
Real nice one too.
Yeah, the 13.
I don't know if he still has that or not. But
I believe he sold it.
I believe he did sell it.
Okay, well that stinks.
That Monte Carlo, that beautiful Monte Carlo.
Yeah. The black one.
The black old one.
Yeah.
Really? He got out? Oh, man.
I believe all of the cars are gone. I think he might have one modified.
He's got one Charger car, or Super Stock, or whatever you want to call it out here today. I call them Chargers, but yes, he's got one of those.
But not a Vegas Super Stock. It's probably a Havasu, what they're calling street stocks down there. A little different rules. They're close, but they're ASA sanctioned track down there in Havasu, so the rules are a little bit different if it's a street stock. So,
yes.
But still, pretty close.
I think it's the same class he was in with the black.
Oh, okay.
With the black 13.
Cool. Maybe we'll see him. Of course, Havasu and Blythe down there on winter
summer
series.
Break.
Yeah, they're on their full summer. Yeah, off till what, September, October coming up here. So, and speaking of breaks, you guys are on break. Huh? What are you guys gonna do? I see Gary. Like as soon as I said that, it looks like his heart dropped.
Fix a lot of shit.
That's right.
I know. Huh? At least you got time to fix all the cars. So what happened lately?
I got cars that need attention. I got trailers that need attention. I got lots of stuff to do.
Wife needs
attention? No. She's okay. Leaving. That's,
she just get the hell out.
That's
let you
right.
Do the thing.
You're not racing. I'm leaving.
Well, she thinks you're going to be around too much.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting the hell out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's how you make a marriage last.
That's right.
6 weeks of no racing. That means he's going to be here every weekend. Oh, hell. Give me a
I'm
ticket.
Going to my mom. She said, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Get me a ticket.
Justin don't understand this right now.
Yes, he does.
He's waiting 5 minutes. I can't wait this long to go see my girlfriend.
Exactly.
I'm hoping the wife is not listening to this.
You better hope she's not listening to this.
You're not raising for 6 weeks. I got a lot of shit for you to do around the house.
Ay.
Can't use that excuse going racing.
I'm sorry, Gary, to bring that up. I know you're just like itching now.
Here in about 3 days, mine's going to be saying, aren't you going racing soon?
Yeah, is there somewhere you can go race?
That's right.
Something?
Go watch. Yeah. Go do something.
See, Shelly's still racing, so we have our time apart with racing.
That's right. Well, speaking of that, she's racing out at Pahrump Valley Speedway. Is that the next race she has or no?
July 18th. I know she'll be down there, and Chris Trick will be running her father's car. And then I know August 1st they're in Pahrump again, and that's where I'm supposed to be in the 17X.
Now, am I mistaken in Pahrump Valley Speedway?
If it makes it through.
Chris driving, yeah.
Am I not mistaken that Pahrump Valley Speedway on the 18th is the Sam Stringer Memorial Race?
That's correct, yep. Sam Stringer Memorial.
So that's the 18th. Not this weekend. Yeah. I don't know if there's much racing going on this weekend anywhere.
I know they raced on the 4th down there, so.
Okay. Proper. I don't know any results or anything like that. So I don't know if any of you guys went down there, did you?
So they used to run Super Stocks, and they last year they decided they changed it up. Instead of putting all the money into the Super Stocks, Sherry Stringer, they decided to put the money into the Modifieds, the prize. So I don't know where that prize money is going this year.
Okay.
Haven't heard yet, but there's going to be some cash up for one of those divisions, whether it goes back to the Super Stocks, because Sam always ran a Super Stock down there.
Right.
And so does her sons. So not sure whether they're going to put it up for the mods or for the Super Stocks. Have you heard anything, Gary?
No. And I haven't heard where they're putting the money, but as we know, it's a 48-lap race for
the number.
Sam, and that was his number. And I spoke to Sherry, and she had about 20 cars already committed.
Oh, cool.
This was a few weeks ago, so I haven't talked to her recently. So.
And that's the modified you're saying?
Yes, that's the modified.
Okay.
You know what? I think next week we'll try to get her on.
Find out more.
Yep.
Okay.
We'll work on getting her on.
That sounds good.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. You know, one thing you can do if you want to find out more, you can go to www.thebombernation.com website. Check it out. Go on the front page. Scroll down. You'll see all kinds of links and things you can go to. Of course, you can click on the message boards and find out what Justin's saying about you, because he's probably talking crap about you or somebody. So look out for Justin.
Never. Not me.
He wouldn't do that. Of course, if you want to look for anything for sale or you want to sell something, click on the selling or buying link in the message board section. So go check it out, thebombernation.com, for more race info.
Had that waterless boat race.
How was that?
Saturday.
Was I crazy as friggin' usual, man. Did I read that right? Who won that?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yes, it is.
$1,250.
No way.
Voted by the fans. Okay.
Now, how many participants are one and only
at a pump leading the mini stock points, our one and only Dylan Smotherman.
Wow. Amazing.
Took those boys and their boats to school.
Well, was it a decent boat
there
race?
Was,
were there a few boats?
Six or seven boats.
That's not too bad.
But, and here's the thing. She was the last one with a boat. Everybody else's boat dislodged off their car. Until
Vinny Raiucci.
Her teammate. Don't forget her teammate.
That's right. Vinny that said, oh, I won't hit you, Dylan, if you don't hit me.
And he was the first one to hit her.
Because they can push him if they come off, right?
Yep.
Isn't that part of the rules or whatever they are?
So there was Wade Pearson made an appearance. Not for long, though.
Didn't that happen last year with Wade Pearson?
And there was a couple others out there that went to the wayside, but Dylan had that boat on the longest, and in turn two, there was a boat that was broken off, okay, and Dylan was just running the car. She nailed this thing and splintered the shit out of it.
Oh,
it was one of the last hits. She was the last car running, okay. She had the boat on the longest. And that was the biggest hit of the night.
Now, whose car did she use?
It was a little car.
It was pink and sparkly.
It looked like a Chrysler something like that.
Oldsmobile 88, Delta 88 or something.
It wasn't a very big car.
Do they make them do like a similar to the bomber rules, like at least a cage or something in them?
I want to say that was the Hello Kitty car from last year. It looked just like it. Oh. It was pink last year.
Vinny Raiucci brought out a 66 Imperial.
No way.
Oh, man.
And he put Dylan in the wall on the backstretch.
The boat snapped it around.
The teammate, and
she was up on three wheels, lifted her quarter panel up.
Kidding.
That's how hard he nailed his teammate.
But she kept her boat through that.
Yes, she did.
Oh, it stayed, it
kept
she
stayed on. Oh, it did not. Funny. It took a second time around that Vinny. Vinny couldn't knock it off of her once,
and
he went and nailed it again.
And that went to the voting of the crowd, huh?
And it went to the voting of the crowd. That's right.
And Dylan won pretty
by a lot.
It was the first time I had a woman out, a lady out there running in this.
Yes.
And I tell you, she did one hell of a job.
That's cool.
I give her credit. I really do.
And that's something you're hearing a lot of lately, the Smotherman name, huh? All over.
Yeah.
With the little, the kid.
RJ. I believe the kid won again.
Oh, yes, he did.
Yes,
he did.
So I got the results of that
right here.
And O'Hanley Bandolero Bandits 12-lap feature. It was RJ Smotherman, Diesel West, then Kyle Keller, Brody Warren, Ethan DeGuerra, Matthew Cunningham, Colby Arnold, and Emilio Thompson. We've run seven races. That's his fifth.
I would say six.
Yeah, he's
kids come a long way from
the kids
terrorizing the pits in Pahrump.
Yeah,
on a four wheeler
hitting my truck.
That's how he learned.
Vehicles
like yours. So.
Yeah,
shit.
He's all set for the boat race next year. So.
There you go. He's going to give Dylan a run for her money next year.
The wheel was turning in Gary's head. Did you see that? He just stopped like...
Hold on a second.
I don't
like to go backwards on this show.
Let's rewind.
But,
okay.
Dylan Smotherman is telling me her car was a Cadillac Eldorado.
It might have been. I thought it was an Oldsmobile.
Was it shortened? Aren't the Eldorados front-wheel drive?
Should have threw some skid plates.
I know, exactly. Full-size skid plate car.
I would have never guessed it was a Cadillac.
So
I can tell you that.
Short,
yeah, it was a short It definitely funny. Didn't look like a Cadillac, but she's telling me it's a Cadillac.
There was another Cadillac out there.
Yeah, the gold.
Gold one.
Yeah. Now that you can tell was a Cadillac, but you couldn't tell Dylan's car was a Cadillac.
Because it was pink and sparkly. That's
it
why. Okay. Well, congrats, Dylan, for your win out there, and hopefully you spend the cash on
sponsoring JC Motorsports.
Yeah. They've got repairs to do.
A lot of them.
We need two transmissions.
Hey, speaking of that, real quick, the Bombers, of course, you guys came out. He said 50-50 earlier, so. Let's talk about that real quick. You had tranny problems, Gary.
Yes, my front seal was leaking.
And I hear Arlie, same thing. He had some
tranny
issues.
Not sure exactly what happened, but I spoke to the transmission guy, and he said on Arlie's car either the torque converter blew up or the pump blew up.
Who's the tranny guy?
Talking to him, because I got to get mine out and over to him, and we're obviously going to take Arlie's out and get it over
cool.
to him.
I'll tell you so, what, Mike. I'll tell you who he is. Just give me $1,500.
That's it.
Hey, Dylan, can I borrow $1,500?
She don't have that
much. Almost all the way
that's
there.
That's right.
Cool. And then, of course,
Justin did well. He finished eighth.
Another good top 10.
No, did your brother's car make it out there or no?
Yeah, Savannah Ertl drove that, and I think she ended up 17th, I want to say.
What did she think about
that? I got the results right here.
Oh, let's go through the Bomber results.
Yep. It was a heck of a race, by the way. And for those who are listening, let me get that up for you real quick. If you want to see it on YouTube, type in the Bullring Night of Fire parentheses. Bombers Maine. That's the Bullring Night of Fire Bombers Maine. I thought after watching the races and watching this on YouTube, I mean, you may think I'm biased, but those guys put on a hell of a show.
Up front, you talking about
up front,
the top guys.
The top seven.
Now this was a points breakout race.
Correct. 22nd breakout race. Nobody broke out.
Race.
Yes, I was just going to say, and let's remind everybody, nobody broke out at 22nd.
What did they do?
Yeah, the announcer was announcing the times.
Oh, right. Wow.
Yep, who was leading?
Anybody hit that, like, that mark 20?
I think
race?
It was 20.2.
Yes, 20.2
was the closest. And congratulations to Court Connell. Did a heck of a job holding off Aaron McMorrin.
Cool.
And Michael Grevy finished third. But Martin Sullins, okay, and Nick Nusitelli, along with the 93, they stacked it up two by two.
Cool.
This was a fight for the lead the entire race. And Nick Nusitelli out of Utah, the 66, RN66 bomber, he was out there. He was out front
until
we had a couple yellows. And then Court Connell, the orange number 11C, got around him. But he dropped back, and then he got back up there. Got to give credit to Martin Sullins. He must have ran 14 of those 25 laps in the second groove.
Wow.
And was right there. Was right there side by side with Court.
And let me tell you, one of the only divisions you see – side-by-side racing like that at the Bullring is probably the Bomber division. So that's the congrats to all you guys.
It got wild a couple times early on. Aaron McMorrin was making it three wide, going into three and coming out of four. That boy was up in the high groove
running.
I've
seen you guys four wide. So three wide,
four wide, don't
worry.
I
was down on the infield for the second race for four wide.
Yeah, exactly. Your car alone was four wide.
Getting left. I got the hell out of the way. I saw three cars coming. I went to the infield.
Well, that's cool, man. The guys are up front. They're racing hard. I didn't mean to interrupt your...
Great show. Like I said, Martin Sullen finished fourth. Nick Nusitelli fifth. Jeremy Stetzer sixth. Pete Meyer seventh. Justin finished eighth. Jason Merlino, he still doesn't have that Monte Carlo figured out. He was up there, and then he fell back.
He battled me for a little bit, and... he got caught on the outside because I wasn't giving up the inside lane to him, and he fell back. And the car, but last year the car seemed to be a lot faster than it is this year. Like, might be a little gremlin in there somewhere.
Well, he's got to figure out the bugs because I know him to run up front. Then Sam Jacks finishing 10th. Jim Merlino finishing 11th, which is unusual. He's usually up there in that 13, that black 13. Scott Bradbury, 12th. I, myself, lucky 13th. Jeff Bargenhuff, 14th. Anthony Scalazzo, he's the new owner of that 47, black 47. Billy Hearn, pickup problems. He drives that 55 car. He had gas pickup problems. Otherwise, add 5 more gallons. We were talking about the ladies earlier. Then we had in 17, Miss Savannah Ertl, 14 years old, driving
first
the 01.
She
practiced twice. First time in a bomber race.
That's cool.
And she hit me.
Oh.
I had to throw that one in there, didn't you?
Now,
did
you know somebody paid her to hit you?
Oh, I
got paid
that.
For that.
I would not put that past.
They're trying to spin you.
This
now.
Is a family show.
I know.
Why
I'm bringing that
show.
Up.
No, to be honest with you, you know, that was just a love tap. And it was. It was no big deal. You know, she was a good sport about it. I didn't get hit the whole night, but she hit me. I thought she ran a great race.
Cool girl.
I really did. She had somebody above her, and we were coming out of 4, and she just came down a little. She had no idea I was below her.
Oh, that's
I
funny.
Snuck in there so quick in between 3 and 4. She had no idea. She just brushed my fender. And
I know how you
it.
Experienced guys try to scare rookies too. I'm sure you probably gave her a little scare yourself.
Oh, no. You weren't scaring this girl.
Okay.
No.
During the practice,
she's like, bring it on.
Cool.
During the practice, every time I went past her, I would get really close to her and try to make her, but
she
would move up a little bit, but she was pretty much holding her own.
That's
and
cool.
She held her own, yeah. It really didn't faze her. A lot was going on around her. She handled that big 3,500-pound car real, real well. Like I said, she finished 17th on the lead lap.
Sweet.
She was the last one on the lead lap.
Cool deal.
So congratulations to Savannah Ertl and Mudbutt Racing.
And maybe
Rebel Mutt.
Rebel Mutt. Which is it?
Hey, Swamp
Rebel Mutt.
Mutt.
I don't know. It's Rebel Mutt.
They are Rebel Mutt Racing.
Okay. All right. I apologize. I stand
I'm glad
corrected.
She hit you now. You got to get her name right. Come
you
on.
You don't even know her name. Rebel
Mutt Racing.
Oh, okay.
And Mudbutt is the 86.
That's
and
the 93.
No, Mudbutt is the 86 of DeLuca and all them. That's DeLuca's team he started.
Well, that's close.
It's one of the butts out there.
I get it confused. I apologize.
But that's cool.
Rebel or Mutt?
Rebel Mutt. Okay.
One lap down, finishing 18th, Anthony Rygaard. That car's moving quicker and quicker. 19th, Jerry Dittman. Hey, he brought out that number 11, number 11.
No,
yeah.
Your buddy wasn't in it this time.
No,
I have no friends.
Billy Grasser wasn't in it. He helped him get out there.
Oh, cool.
And they fixed a gas pedal, but I don't think Jerry knew how to use it. So
you got to push it harder.
Well, yeah, a lot harder.
A lot harder.
Wow.
But Jerry finished 19th. Rich Hamm didn't finish. He was 20th. Gary, 21st. And Arlie, 22nd. So it was a 50-50 night.
You know.
Could have went red, could have went black. Depends on how you look at it in Las Vegas. It's a 50-50 payoff.
Is it transmission fluid red?
There you go. Hey. It was a great show.
Hot.
I had fun watching from 8th. You know, the top 7 were door-to-door the whole race, so I had fun sitting there just watching.
So you're in the action.
Yeah, I was lining up on one of the restarts. I'm lined up in the back, you know.
How many cautions?
They're lining up. We had 3.
Oh, that's
three
not
or four,
bad.
3
cautions.
Yeah.
3 or 4.
You know. And we had a barbecue afterwards, which we'll get into.
Yeah, definitely. We'll maybe take a break.
And Nick Nusitelli comes over. I said, hey, man, fantastic run. I saw you. He goes, yeah, I was leading the race. I saw you on one of the restarts. I said, they lined you up, you know. Coming out of turn 4, I says, I was on the backstretch. That's the only time I can see the leaders when I look across the track. And
that's funny.
You had a good run going on.
Cool.
Real good run, Nick. did. So
of course, he called in the show a couple shows back.
Yeah,
you know, great
he's having
guy,
fun.
So.
He came down to the barbecue, and cool. We'll get into
we'll
like
talk
Gary
about that.
Talk
we're,
about that later.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be talking some more about the LVMS Night of Fire this past weekend and some more local racing. So see you after the break.
I'm Silly Dilly, your 2014 Southern Nevada Dwarf Car Champion, and you're listening to Mike, Gary, and JJ on Wheels Now.
Chinas Pit Stop, your one and only food truck in Pahrump. Come and get a Navajo taco, gyro, Philly cheesesteak, or a pulled pork sandwich. For dessert, a delicious strawberry fry bread. Let us cater your personal or office party. Follow us on Facebook for our daily specials. That's Chinas Pit Stop, the one and only food truck you'll want to eat at again and again and again.
Pahrump Valley Speedway. Where? I said Pahrump Valley Speedway, your local dirt track. Take the kids or just get out of town for a night of exciting dirt track action. This quarter-mile diamond in the desert is just over the hump in Pahrump, the place to be on Saturday night with mini stocks, IMCA mods, cam coupe, and more. There's something for everybody, including the bomber. You can find out more at PahrumpValleySpeedway.com.
I'm Thane Alderwood, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
TheBomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, TheBomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation, TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
That's the sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart, your used or old vehicle, and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
I'm Thane Alderman, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
I'm Mark Allison, and you're listening to OnWheelsNow.com.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now. This is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can all get together and talk about local racing. I want to welcome everybody to the show, regulars and new. If you have something you want to say about your team or just have something to say in general?
Yeah, give us a call at 702-685-8116. That's 702-685-8116. Love to hear from you.
Definitely. And, of course, playing the whole lineup of Thane Alderman and Mark Allison. And speaking of Mark,
yeah.
I heard it was a great late model race. Here at the Night of Fire at LVMS.
Very, very good show. Heated battle. Unfortunately, the race ended bad for Kaylee Barker, our one and only.
Sorry to hear that, Kaylee.
Ended soon.
Yep.
Really? Pretty quick. We don't know what happened.
Though. Yep. Nope. No, we don't. We had a racer's barbecue and
one of those things.
We had a On Wheels Now Bomber Nation barbecue, and they didn't come over. You know, I guess we must have done something wrong.
Your feed's not good enough. So,
Gary was cooking, so...
They were afraid you could take something from them.
Maybe Ron has eaten his cooking before. I don't know.
Maybe.
But no, stay away from that. No.
We can't be seen over there. No, just kidding.
But that's more along the line.
First time winner this season, Dennis Rock Jr. Congratulations to him. Put on a great show.
I mean,
great
not,
show
not
coming
to, take
to
away,
the front.
Not to take away from all them guys, you know, that usually win, but it's good to see new faces up there winning some of these
76 laps.
So. Did they do a break, or was it a full 76?
Full 76 laps. 76?
Wow, that's a long race, man.
Nope. Dennis Rock Jr. prevailed.
He endured the rest, huh?
Cool. Then we had Scotty Gaffarini, then Chris Trickle finished third, Warren Knipper fourth, Mark Allison finished fifth, D. Cable, two laps down, sixth, Stan Mullis, seventh, Donna Gunther, eighth. She went off. She didn't finish. David Brandon, our one and only Mr. Loop-de-loop, David Brandon had one hell of a race going,
loop-de-loop.
Man. He was up there battling for fourth, and the car just got out from underneath him, ended up with two yellows, and they sent him on the trailer.
Oh, that's
and, unfortunate for Mr. Loop-de-loop, but he was having a great run, a really, really good run. Once again, Dustin Nash finished 10th, and unfortunately, Kaylee Barker finished 11th. Those are that's your rundown of the super late models. And I want to say to Mark Allison, good to see him out there, and want to say thanks a lot for the sponsorship with K&N Filters that we run on our cars. We appreciate that, Mark. We're in full support of you and K&N Filters. So thank you very much, and hope you had a lot of fun at the barbecue out there. Got to see his grandson, too.
And, of course, another one.
He showed up to the barbecue.
Another one of his sponsors, Extreme Paintball, over there off of Craig Road. So, paintball. That's what I want to do with you guys. Let's get together, get a paintball thing going. There's a few
I don't like
paintball.
How he looked right at me.
I want to
do that with you guys.
There's a couple guys I want to shoot. So, yeah, we're going to get a paintball match together. I heard it's better to do it in the summer than it is in the winter because the coating on the paintballs get harder or something.
I
don't know.
I vote
I've never
winner.
Done it before.
Justin? I say we go wabbit suit.
I say we go bomber guys against late
Justin,
models or something.
We dress Justin up in a wabbit.
A rabbit suit.
A rabbit suit.
One. A pink one.
And let him run.
No comment.
We're going to let your mom take the first shot at you.
Oh, yes, we
will.
Shit, the hell with one. We'll give her a whole damn box.
A machine gun. There you go.
That wouldn't be a bad idea, you know. Division up against division for charity.
There you go.
That's
charity.
Something to bring up to Mark.
Yeah,
Well,
I thought you were
that.
Saying it wouldn't be a bad idea to give his mom a whole round of
that she had
shoot
right.
at him.
Well, we'll do that. We'll
but
kind of look into
you know,
the paintball. I've never done it, but a lot of guys say it's a lot of fun.
That's a good idea. Get a bunch of drivers from all the divisions. And draw numbers, and odd numbers is one
you've
team.
You've never paintballed?
No.
Yeah, well, hey, these guys talked me into a lot of stuff that I've never done either.
Okay.
Like police, security.
Yeah. Stuff you don't even want to talk about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we'll look at more into that.
I would
day.
Rather
That's
shoot some
idea.
Other people in our division. There's a couple of them.
No. First, we're letting your mom shoot you.
Yeah. We'll get her, let her get the first shot at
That's
it.
That's right.
So, of course, Extreme Paintball, Mark Allison, one of his sponsors. And we'll have to look into that, Jay. That's a great idea. Maybe we can work something out there at
Extreme
Paintball.
Figure something out, get the drivers together. And, you know, I don't know what that cost, but you get each driver to pony up $50. You get 10 drivers, it's $500, you get 20 drivers, that's $1,000 towards a charity. You know?
Hey, if you're interested, you want to give us a call or even shoot one of us an email, you can shoot JJ an email at JJ
or
at onwheelsnow.com.
Or give us a call at 702-685-8116. That's 685-8116.
That always screws me up. Like if I'm punching in numbers and somebody says 8116, I'm like, instead of 8116, so...
So is that the
part? That's me.
Is that why you can't?
I can't figure it out.
That's why you can't call 911.
It's 911.
It's 911.
How do you do that?
Exactly. He can't call 911. He can't find the 11 on the phone.
We're dead. If we're out at the track, one of us go down. We're screwed with Mike.
Hey.
Ay.
We're screwed. And then he wants to give everybody a gun.
It's bad enough. We're driving
3,500-pound race car weapon.
Easy enough on the weight.
We say, hey, Michael, call 911. Hey, there's no 11.
How do you do that? Can you read it off one by one, please? Speaking of weight, after the break, you guys have a weight rule for the bomber division that will take effect. Am I correct on that?
Thursday, I made it a point to go talk to Tim Richter, and he said during the break we'll be getting emails and we'll be getting mail, U.S.
letters
in the mail. Yes.
Snail mail.
Not suspension letters either. We'll just be getting...
that you know of.
That I know of. No, he
right
did
now.
Say...
Gary didn't make enough laps on Friday.
You don't even get to know more about the weight rules, so you'll find out.
And I'm already at weight, so... It's all right.
I'm overweight.
I'm overweight.
So. Overweight. So everybody's good.
Yeah.
Unless you want to lose weight to get down to...
He did say that after the break we'll be...
cool.
And this was as of Thursday night.
I'm just looking from the outside in. I think it's going to be a good thing. You know, I'd like to see you guys all... you guys put on a good show anyways, but it's going to help, I think, bring more of the pack together, and you're going to see a lot of more side-by-side racing from front to back. It's going to be something else. I'm looking forward to it. So
we're still looking for 600 pounds to cut out of the 33.
Yeah,
so.
You know what? If you can't, you can't. So
I'm not too far behind you in mine. So
Again, we're going to go backwards here on the show, which I don't like to, but
oh boy.
Reverse.
Kaylee Barker's problem was
battery.
They can't figure out why the battery went dead.
Oh.
It only had 7 volts. So
that's not good.
Yeah, I just got a text from Ron. So
cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ron.
Left the dome light on.
Maybe she left the hood light on. The trunk.
Lighted
mirror. Fuel in.
Lighted mirror.
Yeah.
Fold down.
Yeah. Maybe it had a short in it.
Yeah. We know about shorts and batteries and fires, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Well, hopefully they figure that out before the next race. Because sometimes those type of problems are hard to chase down, identify, and then until you get back on the... Exactly.
I have a few of them, too.
Yep.
You've got ghosts and gremlins. You're in real rough shape. So.
It's called the Ford.
Hey,
you got the Ford...
I think part of the problem with this car is it's not bouncing through the desert in Pahrump. It's on the nice, smooth road.
It doesn't
where's
the bump
fuel?
Yeah.
The seal on the transmission is fine. What happened is that he hit the rumple strips in practice and a big piece of clay fell out.
Yeah, exactly right.
That cloth,
the clay fell out.
That's kind of about right.
Plug in that hole. Okay.
After 7 races, the clay finally fell out. Now it's dumping tranny fluid all over the place.
I believe it.
You know, I still go out there when I wash the car. There's still
dirt falling and
falling off the car. After 5 years, dirt's still falling off the car.
You know, again, we're talking about the Night of Fire here at LVMS, along with these guys' past racing at Pahrump Valley Speedway, dirt racing, obviously.
Yeah.
But I heard the Super Stock race was a close race.
Yeah, Super Stock race was all right down to the end, trading paint. Matt Larson and Ryan Vargas.
Photo finish, I hear.
Beating the heck out of each other, coming out of 4 and going across the start-finish line with Matt Larson just edging out Ryan Vargas. Jason Kaiser finished 3rd.
Wow.
John Spilatro 4th. Robert Negrete 5th. 6th was Colleen Dresser. 7th, Steve Smith. Adam Simon did not finish. And Mark Balcony didn't finish either. So it was another great show.
Well, and again, it's nice to see some new faces.
Yeah, first time.
Not to take away from the guy that usually went up there, it's good to see some new faces.
Matt Larson. Yep. Congratulations to him and the Super Stocks. We got somebody on the line. Who do we got on the line?
Yes, we do.
You got to
turn yourself down.
Yeah.
Who do we got out there? Hello?
Stop. There you guys.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the show. Who do we have here?
David Brandon, Loopy Loop.
Oh, James. David Brandon, how the hell are you?
Good. Just trying to get home, trying to get through all this traffic with the rain coming down over here in North Las Vegas.
Oh, my God, it's raining. Great.
Hey, I hope you have a hands-free device while you're calling this show, pal.
Yeah, we can say that. You know, I got the helmet on with the radios hooked up.
Especially if your nickname's Loop-De-Loo from JJ here.
Yeah, I still wonder how I ever got that name. I didn't know I'd pick up that name that quick.
Hey, I saw you practice last year and saw you run that Thunder Roadster. You know what? I think you might be able to put Chris Bosley and Matt Cunningham to big competition for doing 360s, man. My money's on you and a skid plate next year.
Perfect. I was thinking about doing it this year, but, you know, just couldn't cover the money and get a skid plate car. I'd like to go out there and race against Mr. Bosley.
Hey, David, you had a great run going in the Super 8s. You want to tell us what happened? And after that, or you can give us your sponsors now and then tell us what happened out there at the track Saturday night with your car.
Yeah, well, first off, you know, I'd like to thank CSM Graphics, Steve over there. He's taking real good care of me, doing stickers, trying to make the car look good. Kaylee Barker helping me out with tires. You know, I'm a little budget-funded team. Me and my dad, so we can't really afford those new tires that everyone can put on their cars. And Kaylee stepped up and gave us her tires, her takeoffs, which seemed to be working great for the car. Chuck DeGuevara, Stan Mullis has stepped up to the plate and offered some help. Jimmy Parker's helped me out. Justin Griffiths, he's helping out with the car.
There's the problem.
Now we got to the problem.
I can say when I raced Thunder Roadster, Justin got on the radio for my first win, and he talked dirty to me on the radio, and I went out and I won the race. So I think that's where my problem is.
We don't want, really even want to know what that means.
What's that?
We don't even want to know what dirty talk he's been doing.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I don't think I can. No,
that's cool. We're only kidding, Justin.
So what happened Saturday? What happened Saturday night with Super Late, man? You were pressing for fourth place there, and then everything went to shit.
Yeah, it felt like, you know, we had a great card. It felt like we could actually get to the front. When we went three wide to pass Trickle, and I think it was Stan Mullis for the third spot, I was going to go for it, and then the yellow came out. And right after the yellow, it was like I grew too much rear stagger in the car to where it was getting loose, or somebody was putting rear end fluid down. It's just the car got real loose. So I was trying to drive it. I was dialing front brake. My dad came over the brake and said, "All right, that's too much. You're glowing the right front rotor." And did the best I could. I don't know if I got to check the car. It's still sitting in the garage. But I started working my way back up after I spun out, if I remember correctly. I spun out in front of Gasparini. We're still trying to figure out if he maybe touched me coming out of four, but going down the front straightaway, don't know what happened. He came across the nose of the car and hit me pretty good in the right front. So I don't know if that played a factor in why I started falling back, but towards the end when I had to pull off, or when the last time I spun out, the car was running 270 on the oil and almost 240 on the water. So I was, instead of blowing up the motor, and I don't have the money to rebuild it, I just pulled off the track. I was going to continue to try to race, see
right.
if they clanked for the second yellow, but instead of wasting it, I just pulled off. We'll figure this car out and maybe come back.
There you go. That's a smart choice. You know, you'd rather spend, you know, maybe $1,000 or $2,000 than $10,000 on a motor to repair. So smart choice.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Being the fact it's not my car, you know, it's Will Harper, who's actually owns the car, that told me, "Hey, you did great in the Thunder Roadsters. Go out, drive the Super 8, and let's see what you can do."
Hey, that's pretty good when somebody has that confidence in you.
I'm very appreciative of what he's done for me.
Absolutely.
Wasn't expecting the season to go the way it is. We're sitting seventh in points.
Wow.
We missed one race, but, you know, seventh out of 22 drivers for the first year in a Super 8 model. I couldn't ask for it.
Absolutely. You know what? If you want to find out more about him, I guess you can look at the next late model, super late model race, and the number 96 super late model out there at LVMS. You know, it's good if somebody has that kind of confidence in you to let you race their car, because we all know how we are about our own cars and letting somebody else in our.
Gary, just real quick, Gary did that for me.
Did he really?
Okay. Yeah.
And he just left.
He's still waiting for you to leave. Did we lose you, by the way? Is he still on the phone?
He did that for me. He's seen the way how I drive a bomber car. And back in 09, he put me in a demolition derby car.
And just so you know, these are bombers, not demolition cars, JJ. But
yeah,
I think
that's a total different car there, buddy.
Hey, loop-de-loo, you had said on the phone that you have something with the paintball.
Yeah, my thing, I kept talking to Jeff a little bit about it. I think it would be fun if Tim Richter would allow us to all purchase some Walmart paintball guns and do a race and shoot each other on the race. Or even a demolition derby.
A Mad Max night, huh?
You bring out that super late model and hang a gun out, and I'll bring out the bomber and I'll hang a gun out, and we can decide who wins.
I'm going to stay home when this happens. So. Hey, appreciate it.
If that happened, I'd be putting $5,000. I'd probably be building a new super late model, so you'd destroy the car, and I'd have to get out of the car and chase it down the track.
No, I prefer you in an open cockpit Thunder Roadster again.
There you go.
So all we can hit is your helmet.
All right, David, thanks a lot for calling in. We got to wrap this show up. Appreciate it. And I guess we'll see you in about 6 weeks, August 18th.
Looking forward to it.
All right,
August 22nd. Justin has something to say to you.
What now?
I don't know. Is that what you said? I thought you said just
22nd.
Oh, 22nd.
No question, JJ.
All right, David, thanks for calling in, man.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
All right, get that car back together.
All righty.
All right.
Of course, the number 96, a super late model.
Yeah, the red and white one out there.
Very nice looking car. You want for that next time out there at the August. I think they're going to be out August 22nd, right?
Yes.
All divisions, I believe, on the 22nd when that race comes back out. So if you're not sure, like I'm not, you can go to the BomberNation.com website, scroll down, and look at the schedules on there. So.
Yeah, we go August 22nd, and then we have four races in September. September 5th, September 6th, September 12th,
now,
and September 26th.
When you say we, are you saying the bombers, or are you talking about just in general all divisions?
All divisions.
Pretty much
all
divisions.
You got Labor Day weekend special number one, and then special number two, the 5th and 6th.
That's a Saturday-Sunday race.
Saturday and Sunday.
Ah, cool.
That's after our first race back on 8/22. Then we run the next week, the 12th, okay, that's the Keith Danzer Kids Candy Toss, all right, and then we come back on the 26th for the season championship night.
Oh, boy.
So we got six races left in the season, and we got four of them in September.
Don't even say that. That sounds like such a short season. Six races.
Yep. We got August.
Just got started.
Four in September, and then we finish up with the Fall Classic featuring the Open Comp 150, and that will be our last breakout race. On September 6th is the next breakout race for us.
Oh, cool. That's the Labor Day.
Yeah, Sunday. That's Sunday.
That's the
Sunday race.
We race on the 5th.
The 5th and the 6th.
And the 6th, both nights.
Yep.
And breakout race on the Sunday race, not
the
Saturday.
We got six races left in the season, and four of them are in September.
Sweet deal.
Yep, it's going to be a busy, busy September.
It's good.
Knock the rubber off out there again.
We're almost out of time here. You got sponsors real quick. Of course, next weekend, or next Tuesday, not weekend, next Tuesday we're going to try to have some more information on the Sam Stringer Memorial Race for Pump Rally Speedway, but until then, go ahead, Jay.
I want to thank Steve at Nevada Pick Apart, Anthony at Camp Out, Mike at Reliable Banner, Phil and Jim over at Pick Art Radiator, D&N Equipment, Dale and Nick at D&N Equipment, and Daniel at Best Muffler, and of course, Mark Allison. Thanks a lot for those K&N filters I run on my car.
Cool deal. Real quick, Justin, of course,
Blue Knight Web Designing and pinkmail.org and JC Motorsports.
Appreciate it. Thanks again, Justin, for being here. Thank you. Can't thank you enough. So thank you, and We'll see you guys 6 p.m. next Tuesday. Bye. See you next week.
Have a good night. Thanks for listening.